Paul White joins us. Paul, of course, was the originator of the U.S. Weekly, the Baseball Weekly for USA Today. And love having him on for all these holidays. Paul, how are you?
Doing great, Marty.
Here we go. You know, God, it's another season for you and me. You know, and we got another holiday to talk about and to take a look at what's going on. And, you know, what I wanted to do really is take a look at some. I'll give you sort of a mulligan and let you repick the races from September 1st on.
Thank you.
You know, and then we're going to look at some of the races that are going on for NL Cy Young and MVP and that kind of stuff. All right. Red Sox, Yankees. I'll give you the choice there. I'll start you off with an easy one.
All right. Well, I'm gonna just say, disclaimer, at the start of the season, my pick was the Red Sox to beat the Nationals in the World Series. So I'm sticking with the Red Sox.
All right. Yankees.
Yeah, clear wild card. I think they'll win the first wild card.
All right. Indians, Twins. How about that?
That's over. It was over. It was over last holiday.
Yes, it was. It was over. I think it was over Memorial Day.
Yeah, probably right.
I think it was. How good is the Cleveland Indian team?
It's real good, and it's really built for October now. The starting pitching is in really good shape, especially if they get Trevor Bauer back in there, because Carrasco's pitching really well. Kluber's hot. And Bauer was arguably their best pitcher for much of the season. If those three guys are lined up, they're in good shape. The bullpen is not as deep as it's been. Brad Hand became a huge pickup for them because Cody Allen has really struggled. The setup crew is not the same. Andrew Miller's on the DL. So that they're vulnerable there, but it's a real nice lineup. It's deep. And we talked the other day, the Josh Donaldson pickup, it's a no-lose. If he shows up and can do anything, that's a huge boost for them.
Cleveland is 37-39 outside the division. How about that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, that division's awful. I mean, let's face it. You know, you've got three teams in that division that are capable of losing 100 games. They probably all three, Tigers, White Sox, Royals, might not all get there, but they're certainly capable.
And the other thing about the Indians, they're a playoff-savvy team.
Yes.
Francona is a savvy manager. And you got Tomlin, you've got Clevenger, you've got Carrasco. Yeah. You know the trend in playoffs. It's, you know, they flip that switch, and it's another new ball game.
Well, and they're in a position like Houston was last year. They've got starting pitchers that they can put in the bullpen. You mentioned Clevenger. Shane Bieber, a kid they brought up midseason, pitched really well for them. They won't need both of those guys to start. They won't need Tomlin to start. So suddenly they've got those long guys, like we saw Houston do last year with Peacock and Charlie Morton.
Yeah, and I think that's what Francona understands, and I think they're going to be a force because he's going to manage the game just like that. I don't think you're going to see Kluber coming back on 3 days rest and getting knocked around. I just don't see it happening.
I agree. They don't need to anymore.
All right, American League West. Boy, I'll tell you something, Paul. I'd like to hit in that ballpark where the Astros play. I'm not kidding you, and I realize this Tyler White is a lot of fun to watch, but come on.
I know. It evens things out if they play the Yankees in the series. You know, the Yankees have right field, the Astros have left. You know, it's like, but you know, you're right. Even old guys like us, you kind of look at, well, I might be able to yank one down the line there. You know, probably not. But
do they hang on and keep the A's at the wild card?
Yeah, I think they do. I think if there was any shot for the A's, for me, it kind of disappeared with the starting pitching injuries. And I know they're built with this great bullpen, and they're doing Melvin's done a fabulous job there, and with the pieces that Billy Beane's given him as the season's gone on. But they just need more. Then I think they're going to get in September out of their starting pitching with Minaya out and with Anderson out. I just don't see how they can hold up and make the run that they need to make. I mean, they'll be fine. They'll win more games than they'll lose, but I don't think they can haul Houston down that with those guys hurt.
Seattle done?
I don't think they're done because for the same reason I said I don't think the A's can catch Houston. I think the A's become vulnerable. I still think the A's lineup can be pitched to. You know, Chris Davis had his hot streak. They need another one from him. Chapman's been probably the most consistent guy, but the rest of that lineup can be pitched to. You know, Matt Olson hits some big homers now and then, and you know, you love guys like Lowry and the rest of them, but no, they're vulnerable, but I just don't know if Seattle can put it all together either. They need Paxton to have a big September.
Yeah they do. They need the whole pitching staff to have
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah.
But the A's, I will tell you this, of course, being out here in the Bay Area, we're going to have Vince Catronio on with us, one of the radio voices of the A's, about 10:45. But they find a way. You know, that phrase in baseball, they find a way. They find a way to beat you.
And they believe it now. You know, there's no Cinderellas when we get to this time of the year. If you've done it that long, if you're surprised that long, you start to believe it. You know, they just expect to win those games late. Yeah. They expect to get three in the ninth, you know?
Yep. Stephen Piscotty, how about that for a pickup?
Yeah, great.
Wow.
Yeah,
the Rays, you can't overlook the season. You know, of course, if
I love that team. Yeah. I love what they're doing. It's too bad. They're one of those, all year I keep thinking, you know what? I think they got a run in them. I think they got a push in them. They just don't quite get there. And part of it's they're playing in that division. It's a tough division. I know Baltimore's bad and Toronto's basically mailed in. Toronto, with all their deals, might be worse than Baltimore at this point. But you play all those games against the Yankees and the Red Sox, and it's just tough. And they play the Yankees well. They've done well against them, but just not quite enough. But they're just fascinating to me.
Very good story. They're the bullpen story with the starters. They created that little thing that they're doing. They're 10 games over 500.
Exactly. And don't overlook them. Blake Snell, the one legitimate starter there. I mean, we'll talk about it in a little bit maybe, but the way things are starting to shake out, he's got a real shot at the Cy Young.
Oh, there's no question in my mind. I love Blake Snell.
Yeah.
And he pitches against everybody.
Yeah.
He's not done it against, you know, the weak teams in the league. He'll beat anybody.
Right.
All right, let's move on to the National League. And you and I, Paul, we have been talking about this since the end of spring training and every single holiday. And here we are. Your team, the Nationals, 8.5 back, the Phillies 4 back, and the Braves adding players right and left. And the Braves actually, I think, put them in the category of the A's. They think they can get it done.
Oh, they absolutely believe it, and they've got enough veterans there. You know, and that's a piece of what the A's have too. But they have enough veterans there now. You know, with Freeman and Markakis, it's like, you know, they keep things under control there, and they're very calm. I think they're handling this much better than the Phillies are. I think the Phillies. We've talked about this. I think the Phillies have enough pitching to get there, to get to the playoffs, get a wild card. Because I think Washington's dead, and I'm sitting as we speak. I'm watching the Cardinals score off Scherzer in the first inning. So, you know, here we go. But I think the Nationals are done. I think the Braves win the division. I think the Phillies can win a wild card with their pitching down the stretch. Atlanta's doing such a better job of handling all this.
Yeah, they are. We got to see him out here as well. That's a good matchup today, Flaherty and Scherzer.
Exactly.
That's a good one, too. Obviously, Scherzer, a little bit of bad luck for him, but Flaherty's pitched great for the Cardinals. All right, which brings us into the Central. The Brewers, I thought they're going to bring Harvey Keene back and bring Gorman Thomas back. It's the wall bangers again.
Well, they have to. That's how they win. And they know it. It's the only way they win. They've tried every which way with the pitching that they have. They've had, you know, obviously key guys hurt right from the beginning with Jimmy Nelson, and they've done a nice job keeping it together. I mean, they've got some of those guys, you know, Chase Anderson and Junior Guerra and Julius Chacin. I mean, on a given night, they can be tough, but they're not consistent enough. That's a team that, you know, that's not going to work in the playoffs. Their bullpen is starting to show all kinds of signs of wear and tear. I think they're vulnerable, but they haul them down. The Cubs are starting to play pretty good ball.
Yeah, Cole Hamels today and Daniel Murphy, great pickups.
Yep.
Great pickups. Hamels has been, I mean, come on, this looks like Hamels is the rookie year. You know, the guy is unbelievable right now. So he goes today. They got Cole Hamels against Zach Davies. I think, is that the one? I think it's Zach Davies today.
Yeah, he's just coming back off the DL, yeah.
I'm shocked, honestly, that the Brewers, with all their players, the best they could do is Gio Gonzalez.
I agree.
I can't believe it. It's like malpractice.
Well, and you know, and they made all kinds of deals, like we talked about the other day, for guys. You know, what's the purpose of some of these deals? And then when they go to the September call-ups, they start bringing up guys who are legitimate players, Cam Broxton and Domingo Santana, guys have been stashed in the minors. There's the depth. There's the guys in the system they could have gone out. You got to think and make deals with, whether it's those guys or guys who are on the major league roster. There's stuff in their system. They could have made deals, and you're right. They haven't done enough. I don't know if they couldn't find a deal, but you got to think it was out there.
Well, they went the bullpen route, except they ran him into the ground.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Now the bullpen is, they don't have the bullpen anymore. That's why they're getting killed now. And every game is 9-7, and that's what you're involved with now. Wow.
I really think the key to this, the wild card race, really comes down to them in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Because I wonder if St. Louis has had its run. I say that as they score two in the first off Scherzer, but you know, can they stay that hot? You know, I mean, Carpenter's made himself maybe the MVP. I don't know that the rest of those guys can stay that hot for another month. I think we've seen the best of them, and it's going to be interesting now. I think they'll go back and forth to the Brewers the rest of the way.
Every year we see a baseball manager on TV and become an analyst. And then when the next year starts, we see him in a dugout. How about Joe Girardi? Where does he go? Does he go to the Nationals? I don't think Bruce Bochy is going to retire. Don't know. But where does Joe Girardi end up?
That's an interesting one. I mean, I don't know that the Nationals will spend the money on a manager that's been their history, that it will take to get Girardi to come in there. I mean, for a guy like Girardi, you have to look and say, that's the job I want, because that team, even if Harper leaves, that team is set up to win. They've been set up to win for 5 years. Somebody's got to find that formula there, but it's not like you're in a rebuild. It's not like you got to go from the bottom up. It'll be interesting. There's going to be some other jobs available. There can be some interesting jobs available. Toronto's going to be a job. I don't know that that's that attractive at this point, because they're kind of gutting that team, and it's going to take a while. They got some good young players. If you want to build, maybe that's an interesting, and I think they'd spend the money. I don't know if that's a place Joe wants to go, but that's a real interesting one to me.
He'll go somewhere.
He should.
I mean, believe it.
Yeah.
He got pushed out of New York. All right, brings us to the West, and I don't know if you saw the Dodger Diamondback games.
Yeah, I've watched all three of those. Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Raph told me. Raph said, I was on the air. Raph said, guess what just happened? And
well,
I said, I didn't believe it that Kemp did it again.
I sit here, and I don't know if I'm one of these guys that will watch a train wreck film, but here I am. All three of those games, I've watched the Diamondbacks telecast of it.
Right.
And I have to admit, it's been sort of a ghoulish kind of, I don't know, I've had fun doing it. They're just killing those guys. Vertume and Brenly is just dying.
Now, where does this thing end up?
I think it ended up this weekend.
Okay, Dodgers.
They just got too much. They're just going to, they're going to just overwhelm you with, and now it just gets worse. In September, they're just going to keep coming at you with bodies, It's overkill, and I don't know that it necessarily sets them up for a great October. They got away with it last year, but I don't like them for October, but I just think they've got too many pieces. And, Buehler's pitched really well. That's the guy that's not getting enough notice. He'll be in, we talked about Flaherty as a Rookie of the Year candidate. I think Buehler might be better than Flaherty at this point. That's been huge for them. Jansen seems to be kind of easing back into it. We'll see. The velocity's still not there. That's huge for them. They've got to have him. But I just think, I think they've kind of disheartened the Diamondbacks over the weekend, and the Rockies, I love what Bud Black's done there. Great job. And Lavolo's done a great job, too. I just don't think the Rockies have quite enough.
All right. Well, some of these awards are nationally. Paul White with us, and this is our last holiday. We're going to talk again before we get to the end to see how all this shakes out, get ready for the playoffs. But NL MVP, what about that one?
I don't know if there's an award that's been won yet. I think they're all up for grabs here in this last month. If it was today, I think I'd go with Matt Carpenter, but I need the Cardinals to make the playoffs for him to do that. I think Carpenter was the difference maker because he turned that team around. He dragged them from nowhere. They fired the manager, and I know Schultz done a great job and all that, but Carpenter went crazy and dragged that team back into contention. I think those are the guys who are difference makers. Goldschmidt did that in Arizona. He's certainly in the mix. And the guy who's doing the same thing right now in Milwaukee is Christian Yelich. He's making a charge here. He'd need to keep it up, and they'd need to make the playoffs. But he's got a shot. You can't forget Arenado. I know the Cubs are pushing Javi Baez, but they have so many weapons. I'm not sure. You know, he's got the great raw numbers, but I'm not so sure that he's the difference maker that some of these other guys have been.
I'm going for Baez.
You know, he's been the best player.
And the Cubs are streaking, and he's the guy pulling the paper out of his pocket, waving it at everybody. there's something about him, I'll tell you. All right, what about the National League Cy Young? That may be the closest race. You got Scherzer today, and obviously DeGrom goes tonight against the Dodgers. Kyle Freeland actually pitched well.
And Nola Scherzer a couple times now.
Nola got the home run-itis yesterday and then knocked him around. So what do you see in that one?
I think the best pitcher, the guy who's pitched the best, is DeGrom. And it doesn't bother me that his team just absolutely stinks I guess it's a little unfair because I always look at MVP as most valuable and not necessarily best player. But the way the awards are worded, Cy Young is, who's the best pitcher? And I think to this minute, it's DeGrom, but you can change my mind every time one of these three guys starts. I think Freeland's kind of on the edge of it. I don't think because DeGrom and Scherzer and Nola have all been so good. Yeah. Tough year for Freeland to be there. I mean, he'll be in the mix, but I think other guys too, like Patrick Corbin in Arizona, totally gets overlooked, and Fulton Evans in Atlanta, same thing. If it was today, it was DeGrom. Call me next week, and I might have a different answer.
Well, that's September. That's when the awards are won. The last one, Paul. I love having you on. This is great stuff. National League Rookie of the Year, and. Well, go ahead. You got your guy in Washington. Everyone seems to love him.
I think so. I mean, Soto and Acuna are almost the same if you look at their numbers. The difference being Soto's played more. Came up a little sooner. He's a teenager. Both these kids have an incredible just feel for the game. They're savvy. It's amazing. Soto has just done a little bit more, and he's done it with, I think it's 40, 50 more plate appearances, and that might be the tiebreaker. And we mentioned the pitchers going along, Buehler and Flaherty especially. They've been fabulous. They'd be rookies of the year a lot of year, but these two kids are great. And I don't see any signs of Soto slowing down. So that that's probably enough for me. The Braves make the playoffs. I know some people will give Acuna extra points because, he's a big factor in them making this run and probably winning the division. But I think if it's just straight up merit, I think Soto's better.
Well, I'd give it to both of them.
I'd have no problem with that.
Seriously, and if I had either one of them on my team, I'm set for the next 5 years.
Oh, absolutely, and that's why we talked about the Nationals going forward. And we forget about Victor Robles, the kid that's coming that got hurt this year, who might be every bit as good, if not better, than Soto. They're in great shape, Harper or not. And like I say, I'll manage for a pretty good price.
Really? All right, great to have you with us. Enjoy Labor Day, and we'll do this another time before the end and see how we're doing. But September baseball for the fans and everyone who follows it, that is where the stories are made. And we've got, we went through a lot of them, and this is going to be a good month to watch baseball.
It's going to be great, yeah.
All right, thanks, Paul. Have a good day.
Thanks, Marty. Okay.
All right, that is Paul White. He created the Baseball Weekly. Boy, that was, we went through a lot of stuff there, but that's what September baseball is all about. All right.